For English, press 1. For Stan and Bruce, press 2.
Thank you for pressing 2. And now, here are your hosts, Stan and Bruce.
Welcome to episode 34 of the Press 2 podcast. Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Hey. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Saturday. The weather's beautiful. I heard the weather's beautiful in Chicago, too.
Oh, my God. It is so beautiful. Like, I might just wear a hoodie instead of a hoodie, a jacket, scarf, and a hat.
He's going to wear a hoodie and a G-string tonight, hunty. Yes.
Not a G-string. A floss. I went to the dentist this morning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, how I was did. It was good. No cavities. I mean, I just have one cavity, but that's, you know, that wasn't checked.
Oh my God. First, that was horrible. Oh.
Oh my God. Yeah, no cavities. And when I took my mask down, the dental hygienist, she was like, oh, you actually have nice teeth. And I was like,
damn.
And I was just like, thanks.
Unlike these other busted mouths that came here.
I mean, she didn't say that, but she was kind of
implying. That's what she was thinking.
Wait, she's probably like, God, please, like, let me not get some busted ass teeth up in this way. Because my appointment was like early in the morning. It was at 10 though. But you know, you had to do paperwork and x-rays and all that stuff. And so it took a while, and then I got cleaning, but yeah.
Oh my God, I haven't been to the dentist in a year because of the whole pandemic. Because they canceled all of my appointments. I had an appointment like right after a year ago. And it was in May of last year. That was my 6 month. And then they canceled it. And then they told me to come back in the fall when things are better and things never got better. So yeah, so I'm sitting over here. And now they finally started texting me like a few weeks ago saying, come schedule an appointment for your teeth.
Are your teeth hurting?
Well, I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to just wing it and just wait a few more months. Maybe I can get a shot and then I can go get my teeth cleaned.
They're probably like, still, you know, like, she's been on quarantine eating all this stuff and she probably got a cavity or two by now.
I hope I don't. I haven't had any mouth problems, but like, I don't know. Anyways, are you ready to talk about some pops?
Yeah, I don't get ready. I stay ready.
Well, I am ready right now. So, I kind of want to change up pop topics a little bit for everybody listening. But I don't know if it's going to happen this episode because I haven't thought about it. But I was thinking about not necessarily getting rid of pop topics, but I want to keep them, but I want to come about it in a different way. I'll let you guys know. This week is probably, I don't think that it's going to happen this week. So I'm sorry because I haven't but I don't know what I want to do, but I really want to come at it in a different way. But stop laughing at me. Anyway,
I'm
Beyonce.
Not laughing at you.
Yes, you are. Okay, you're laughing with me.
Go ahead and come a different way about your topics.
Beyonce. Okay, so I don't know if you know this girl named Lyric Chanel. She was like this teenager that had brain cancer. She kind of got not famous, but Beyonce, I remember in the fall, Beyonce sent like some flowers to her. This girl did like a, I don't know if it was a school play. She did some type of reenactment of Beyonce. She did a performance and Beyonce saw it. I guess it went viral. Beyonce caught wind of it and Beyonce sent her flowers. Well, I guess the girl lost her battle with brain cancer this week, actually yesterday. Aww. And, Beyonce made a video for her, montage of songs. Yes, it's on Beyonce's website. You can see it at www.beyonce.com. Original, right? And so you can like see it there. And she changed the lyrics to Love on Top. Because, you know, she'd be like, you're the one. And then she used the word baby in that song. But instead of baby, she changed the word baby to Lyric. So she personalized the songs for Lyric. And she did Halo and some other songs. She did a whole montage. So if you want to see the video, it's really sweet. And it's some of Beyonce's best ballad work, like all her ballads. Like, so she did this for Lyric. So I thought that was sweet.
That was sweet
to do that.
Yeah. So the girl's name was Lyric?
Lyric Chanel.
Lyric Chanel.
And she was a teenager. So I think she was like really young. She wasn't too young, but she was a teenager. And yeah. So rest in peace to Lyric. Because she did lose her battle. I think it was this week. I don't know. I know the video came out yesterday, Friday. But I don't know when they actually, I don't know when she lost the battle. Like,
what type of cancer does she have?
Brain cancer.
Oh, brain cancer.
Yeah. Wendy Williams, though. did you see she got a new man? People are thinking it's a new man. I don't know. It's some guy named Mike Esterman. And Wendy like posted like a Instagram and it said something about like, he's a real gentleman. And then she threw shade. It was fun shade though. She threw some shade at like a bunch of other people that we all know. I forgot their names though. I think, was Kevin Hart one of them? I don't know. She threw some shade, but I think it was like fun shade. I don't know. Why are you looking out the window? What's going on?
Cause there's somebody walking to my, okay. They left. There was somebody walking to my porch and. I don't know, because you know people will be stealing mail and shit, so
well, go get your mail.
Not
right now, like after.
So what about Wendy Williams's blow up doll or what?
Oh my god, really? That was so mean. They have this picture of her like walking out on she has like the wig, she's like covered head to toe because it's cold in New York.
Yeah.
And it looks very like, I don't know, like, because it's the fur, you know, Wendy, like, she got some good looks though sometimes when she's out in public.
Sometimes.
We're not talking about paparazzi shots that are like not good, but I'm saying when she's like in control of the picture, she does some good looks. Like, you know, she does some good looks. And I thought it was a good look.
When she knows she's going to be photographed. She has some good looks.
Has a good looks. Yeah. And so she was out in public with them. They both had their mask on. And so you couldn't really see her face, but you could see the fur, the hair, the boots.
Was she wearing real fur or faux fur?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't tell from looking at it.
It would have been kind of cool if some PETA, thrown blood on it.
You know who I used to commend because I just feel like I understand PETA, but at the same time, I'm like, mind your business. Because like, because you know, J-Lo, I don't know if she changed, but I know back in the day, J-Lo used to be like,
no,
fuck
I know.
You, she I'm was wearing like, my fur. You know what I mean?
She's like, I just got back from Russia and look at this coat. It's like a Russian bear coat or something.
But
like
I
that.
Used to appreciate the fact that J-Lo gave no fucks. You
Didn't
know what
she
I mean?
Have a like, chinchilla coat at some
she
point.
She has J-Lo like is the queen of fur. I don't know if she still does it though. Does she still wear her real furs? But I remember
I
she
no
was
idea.
One of those. She was one of those back in the day that was like, I don't care. I'm wearing it. You know what I mean? And I used to commend her for like, I understand PETA, but at the same time, I used to commend her just because she didn't care. You know what I mean? And I thought that took, because a lot of people would have been so scared of getting canceled that they would have just changed it up and apologized. And J-Lo was like, oh no, I'm not apologizing.
You have to have some sort of talent, right? So wearing furs is a talent. Ugh, whatever.
God.
I mean, good for Wendy Williams and her new man.
Okay. I don't know what he looks like, though. I meant to Google him because he had a mask on, so you really couldn't see what he looked like. But I would like to... I'm going to Google him and see like what he looks like exactly. Janice Dickinson... you remember her. Remember her show? She had that show, the Janice Dickinson model
She
agency.
Was always on something. Like she was like the chaotic version of Paula Abdul as a judge. Like, you know, Paula was on Downers like during American Idol.
Paula was amazing on American Idol. I used to love when she just break out in tears.
Well, you know, like, allegedly.
Start crying.
That's why. But then
I always wonder what was in her cup, remember?
Yeah. And everybody's like, what is she drinking? And then so Janice Dickinson is like the opposite, the polar opposite of that. She's like when the drugs are too strong.
Janet Dickinson is like, I'm not even gonna say that because that's bad. But she's like when you get that other drug that you're not really supposed to be taking and it like bumps your ass up.
It's like that kombucha girl gif and you're like, should I take this? I know I took the other ones, but I know it's gonna fuck me up. And you're like, no, well, okay.
Janet's just like, great. Like she just go, well, okay. So this, here's the story.
Yeah.
So she threw shade at, the girls, Bella Hadid and Gigi Hadid. Oh. And this is what she said. You see them in advertising and Vogue uses them because they have millions and millions and millions of followers. Vogue has the subscription of what? 800,000? And Kylie Jenner has got like 25 million people following her, something like that. Never on the level of the girls from the 70s and 80s and 90s. We were fabulous. When asked about, like, they asked her, like, what the new girls don't have that she's, like, so, like, upset about. She mm-hmm. said that they're not fierce walkers.
Mm.
And they only have one look. And they don't really diversify their movements. She said they just kind of, like, stand there and get paid millions of dollars for nothing. But she said that they are gorgeous, but yeah. they just don't have it. And then, I don't know, like, I guess.
I agree with her, mainly because it is the truth. I mean, she's not saying anything that's a lie. I mean, we know that these girls are being used for publicity, right? You're getting paid. And it kind of works on their end because, like, they get to build a modeling portfolio or whatever it is. Whatever it is. So, I don't think she's lying. But also, you gotta, like, I don't know. Has fashion changed a lot since, or has modeling changed a lot? I feel like it has.
Since the 70s?
I mean,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure because, like, nowadays, you just, you know, take a selfie, whatever, and you can become an influencer. Like, you have people who you would never thought as modeling. Are models, but then also that comes with, you know, like body positivity and, you know, how Victoria's Secret fashion show
kind of Janice has been like a real, like, when you talk about that, you know, right. she got she's in trouble years ago for calling people fat.
Yeah. So, I mean, she's always been outspoken and we know this. I mean, we saw her on America's Next Top Model. I loved whenever she would judge, like, secretly. I was like, oh, bitch.
She was like a bitch.
She was like cutthroat, but she's Janice Dickinson, right? And so the problem that we're seeing now is, to your point, like, now everything is just so, it's changed a lot. So, like, for example, a great example, the Fenty show. Rihanna's Fenty show.
Janice would not approve of that.
Right. But that's that's what's in right now, though. And
I know, but Janice would never approve of that.
Right. And so that's what's it. So, like, I understand her point of view, but then I also, like, understand.
I don't know
why
she brought up Kylie, though, because Kylie's not a model, and Kylie has never said she was a model.
No, but she's been on the spread of, like, Vogue. She's been So she's been on modeling magazines, which is the point that Janet is making.
Well, her main point around that whole thing, though, was the Hadids. Like, she was talking about them in particular, but then she brought up Kylie.
Right.
And Bella Hadid, and they are actual models, though. Like, they are actually, that's what they're getting paid for.
And I think
they're pretty good, though. That girl, like, Gigi was modeling when she was, like, in high school, and that girl served some really good looks in the magazine. So, I think it's like one of those situations, like you said, like, things have changed. And I think you have these people, you know, like, I don't want to call her an old timer because that's not what she is. No. But, you know, she had her heyday and things have changed so much. I think it's hard for her to connect right. what the new girls are doing now. And, like,
but you know what? To her point, though. So, like, for example, somebody like Kylie, right, who is, what, 65% plastic or man-made? Like, how is she... She's not modeling. It was whenever Janice was there. It was like natural beauty, right?
Well, but see, Kylie can't be in this because Kylie's not a model and she doesn't claim to be. And they put anybody on Vogue, though, not just Kylie, but I'm saying they put regular actresses.
And they that's a problem that I feel like Janice.
They put celebrities on there. I mean, Beyonce was on the cover of Vogue.
Yeah, but she's not a model. I mean, she has her own lighting clothes.
But I'm just saying, like, I don't, like, I guess I'm, I just feel like they're picking on Kylie, and I just don't.
Whatever.
Like, I just don't, I don't know.
She'll be fine. I mean, right now she's probably, like, in Saint-Tropez or some shit, like, and we're over here.
Oh, she's in Bali, okay, get it right.
She's buying her daughter another, like, you know, Birkin or something like that. Or and we're over here struggling with Hermes. Trash bags.
E for Hermes. You never watched the Bling thing, did you?
No, I didn't.
The guy, they were like trying to test him on like fashion labels because, you know, the main, okay, I don't even know because I'm like calling him the main character, but he's like the guy that has the least amount of money out of all of them, but he's trying to act like he's so poor. But I was like, you're not that poor because you got into that circle. He just doesn't have the millions like they do, but he's doing good for himself, you know? And so he
like
came
he
in.
He sleeps good at night.
Yeah, he's not worried about money, but he just doesn't. He does look poor compared to them because they have so much money. But he's still, you know, he's still he's not asking for money. So he was on there and he was like, they were trying to like make him more fashionable. Like the girls always teased him because he wore like just he didn't care about labels and they care about fashion and like the designer. So they asked him. They were like giving him like this quiz and or something like. So what labels do you know? And he like mentioned they were like naming going through the alphabet. So they said find one that starts with like A, B, C. So for B, he said Boss, like Hugo Boss. And then she was like, OK, but then she was like, she was a bitch about Hugo Boss. Hugo Boss makes some good shit. And then she was like, she goes, OK, I'll let that one slide, but it's not like up there. And I was like, what the fuck? like, but anyways, when they got to E, he goes E and then he goes Hermes. And they all looked and just started laughing at him. And I felt so sorry for him. I was like, poor thing. He's getting made fun of. They're making fun of him. But anyways, yeah. But I think they titled that episode, like Netflix titled that episode E for Hermes or something like that. I think. Anyways.
But does Hugo Boss does runway though, right? Like,
yeah, Hugo Boss has a good, first of all, there's nothing wrong with Hugo Boss, but I mean, yeah, his suits are not
but like
at the same level of Tom Ford, but Hugo Boss has been there for years and generations. Like, there's nothing wrong with Hugo Boss. Just because they sell some of his pieces at Macy's does not mean anything. Like,
and you know, that's also good, kind of goes tied together to like, there's all these new brands and designers that are coming out. And so you have like all these old designers that are starting to like, hey, we need to kind of revamp, and they have to redo themselves basically to attract the younger generation.
Because right now what's in is this streetwear.
Yeah.
This whole street thing and the oversized clothes like that's coming in, and I'm just not into it. That's how you can tell I'm getting old because I am just not into the oversized look. I think I'm not even going to go into why. I think one reason though is like really personal and it goes kind of deep as to why I'm not really into streetwear as far as like baggy clothes. Cause I think
what for did me Burberry being black do to you?
Well, no, it's being black. I think it goes deep. It's like being a stereotype. If I'm black guy walking around in these baggy clothes, I get stereotyped as like a thug. And I think when other people do it, they can get away with it because all of a sudden it's a trend. But people been wearing baggy clothes for years since the fucking 80s. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we were stereotyped for it. And I think when other people can do it, it's all of a sudden it's a fashion trend. And so I refuse to wear it. Well, first of all, I don't feel comfortable in baggy clothes, but like, I just can't. I don't want to get stereotyped.
No, I understand. But you know, I feel like I mean?
That's just me.
It's
though,
more when I go out of, in public. Like the 80s are kind of coming back. It's like 80s. Yeah. Is like 80s 2.0 type of thing, because we have the neon colors, the high waisted pants.
I can't do the neon.
Like we have pastels, we have the baggy stuff, like you said. And I'm just like, wow, I threw all this shit away that I could have used.
Well, no, that stuff you wouldn't have been able to use though. I mean, because you know it's the same, but they've updated it. So don't feel bad.
Oh, okay. Well,
because, you know, they bring the stuff back, but it's not like to the point where you could take that original from the 80s and then wear it. But what did you have in the 80s Bruce.
Sometimes you can.
Were you like a foot tall in the 80s? What are you talking about? You act like you were like fully grown or something, and you could like go back grown. And get those pieces. Oh my God.
I moved out of my parents' house at 6 months.
And anything that you owned in the 80s, I'm pretty sure you couldn't have worn now anyway. So you're good.
No. Okay. Whatever.
I'm just saying. Don't shoot the messenger.
I'm not shooting the messengers. I'm just trying to stab him.
Oh my God. And not in a good way. Drag report. Ooh, girl.
I think we need a sound. I'm going to do it today.
I promise. I'm going to do the sound for you. I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to find a drag car, like a. And then I'm going to record. I'll be like, ooh, girl. And that's going to be it. It's gonna be it.
Okay. Well, I'm not doubting it. I'm just
you're just doubting on whether or not I'm gonna do it.
No, I'm not. I believe in you.
Somebody does, thank God.
Yeah, so you watched Drag Race yesterday, right?
I watched it this morning.
This morning? Okay. Yeah, I didn't catch the first 30 minutes, but I watched Snatch Game. So yeah, yesterday was Snatch Game, and the guest stars were Porkchop and Raven, which did you see about Raven, the whole thing that people are saying that his skin color is too dark for him?
I don't know Raven. So when I saw Raven, I was like, I didn't think anything about it. I just that didn't cross my mind because Raven was before I think I started watching Drag Race. But I know who she is because I've heard about her, right? But I don't know her to be like, oh, her skin. So they say she darkened her skin.
Yeah, they're saying, but she's always been kind of like, she's kind of like an olive color to.
So she may have tanned and it just went a little dark.
I don't know. They're just saying that. But yes, Raven was there, and Raven is from season 2. And the ironic thing of it is Rue mentions it on season 2, Raven did Paris Hilton. So I started watching after the introductions, and I was like, wow, that's kind of crazy because Got Mick was doing Paris Hilton and Raven was there.
Which was fucking amazing.
It was pretty. But you know, she's friends with her, right?
Yeah, she did her makeup or something.
Yeah, she does her makeup. So yeah, we had an interesting choice of characters. I think Denali did great as Jonathan Van Ness. That was pretty good.
Is that who that was?
Yes, Denali from
Queer as Folk.
Queer Eye.
Queer Eye.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yes. Okay. Sorry to cut you off. My top three. I don't care what the people said, but my top three for Snatch Game was number one, Paris Hilton. Number two, Denali, because the voice was like perfect.
Yeah.
And if you've seen those Simone Biles commercials with him, you know, the grub, the Uber Eats.
Yeah,
he said like, that's what
I mean. Just like that. Yeah.
Just like him. Yeah. And then homegirl.
Simone Harriet Tubman.
Yes, that was my number three.
Those were the top three for me. I wonder what Harriet Tubman would have said about Simone's
performance. Harriet Tubman might have laughed at that. Considering like, if Harriet Tubman knew the slang today, and she knew what... You know what that stuff meant? I think Harriet Tubman would have liked that. I think she would have appreciated that.
I think that was fun. Obviously, we had some other characters. Utica doing Bob Ross. That was a complete mess. I was disappointed in that.
Yeah, because he could have. I thought he would have been able to do it, but then he got his voice all wrong.
Right. And then the mannerisms and stuff. It was a little bit like just insulting instead of.
Yeah,
funny.
Like, but you know, they've been talking about her being a shady boots.
Right. Yeah, they talked about it yesterday, which...
Did you see the after show?
Untucked, yeah.
Where they said that she went to dinner and then she kept reading her alternate. Yeah. Oh my God, girl. Oh, you're shady.
Yeah, they mentioned that. But you know what? Like, I feel like you remember Pearl from season 7 was on Hey Queen. And on there, Pearl said that he was talking to RuPaul, and RuPaul interrupted Pearl and said, nothing you say matters unless those cameras are rolling. And so that kind of became a joke. And I feel like Utica might be doing that, to where she's saying things to portray one way in the camera versus how she is. But I don't know, like, it's interesting that they called her out. Yeah. And
well, because Olivia finally like
snapped,
you know, yeah, Olivia like, snapped. Like we she were had waiting her Gretchen for moment. She had her Gretchen moment.
She did.
She was like,
which is totally stabbed Caesar.
You've been talking about me. I heard you. You told me my performance is great off camera. And now you're over there telling people on camera that I was horrible. And I was like, first of all, she shouldn't even be telling anybody because hers was horrible too.
It was like, bad,
I was like, girl, you're the last one need to be talking. Got Mick is the only person in there that could be saying anything about anybody being bad.
Got Mick would not say something like that. Cause
I know, but
so
I'm
like,
just saying if somebody had the space to do it, it would have been Got Mick. Cause Got Mick tore that shit up. Even the voice. Oh my God. When she first came in, cause you know, Paris has that monotone.
Yeah,
like,
she has, that's her real voice though.
Yeah. Her real voice. And then she even did it. Cause she was like, oh, the camera's on. She got, oh, sorry.
Like, oh my God. I am so embarrassed.
You love me. That's hot.
And did you see Paris retweeted?
Paris retweeted it.
Yeah, Paris retweeted it.
She was hoping. Just like,
she said that's hot, loves it.
I was hoping she saw it because
she did see it. And so that was fun. But Tina Burner kind of sucked as Richard Simmons too. Then we had Rosé as somebody from it was the Queen of something. The Queen of Scotland, which
it was good, but I just didn't. I couldn't understand what everything she was saying. It just wasn't as good as the Paris.
Right.
And
it just you know wasn't I mean? Like it was good, but had Paris not had Got Mick not been there, would got Paris.
She would have gotten Paris, the top three.
Yeah, Rose would have been top three. Which I think, as far as the elimination, and then there was you know, Candy, which. I don't know how Candy was safe.
Wait, but the thing about Candy, this Snatch Game, is I felt like, and I'm not hating on her at all, because she's funny, but I just thought that her portrayal, I don't know, see, the problem is I didn't really want to judge because I don't know Patrick Starr, but it felt like Candy was being Candy.
It was just Candy. Patrick she Star, did absolutely nothing
about Patrick Starr.
No, I watched
some of it. Is Patrick Starr and him similar?
They look alike, but
do they act similar?
No, Patrick Starr is so like, hey guys, like he's very like
soft spoken
and just very like,
because I felt like Candy was just being Candy, but then I was like, well, I don't really know Patrick Starr enough
like,
to say
Candy did. I don't know how Candy was safe, like. Whatever, you know, it's been
is
recorded.
Candy the new other person? Remember the other guy?
Yes.
What's his name that everybody hated because they kept feeling like he was flying safe?
Silky COVID Ganache.
Not Silky. No, but I think it was before Silky season. The other. He came back last season, though, to do
Eureka.
Not Eureka. The other dude. He came back during All Stars to do the lip sync battle. Remember how that like they were doing lip sync battles with past queens? He had Gucci hat on. I remember his outfit because he had the Gucci sneak. Remember they called him in last minute. He walked in there. He had this Gucci baseball cap on.
Oh, Roxy Andrews.
And I remember they hated him his season because they kept saying like he was flying safe all the time. Well, and they could never understand like how he was like making it so far. Maybe that's how they feel about.
He took that bus and picked it up at the bus station. That's how he made it that far, which
what
he
bus?
Shouldn't have.
What
you don't? You remember that?
No, I don't know.
Oh my God! In his season before she was about to get eliminated, she told this story about how her mom left them at the bus stop.
Remember this? Oh, I saw that season, and that's the thing that made everybody like feel sorry, and then they kept him. You think
that was the lip sync whenever he had the double wig? That's when
I
the double wig thing
it.
Started.
I saw I'm pretty sure because I saw that whole season, so I know I saw it. I just don't remember.
Anyway, so that was that top three. I think Simone should have been top three because that runway was awesome.
Who was top three though? That was, I gave my top three, but what was the actual top three? I can't remember.
The top three was, so the winner was obviously Got Mick. Then it was Rosé and Denali.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think Simone should have been top three.
I think Simone should have been some,
Yeah. Cause she did great and that runway was good and
I felt like Denali didn't get enough airtime on Snatch Game. Like, I wanted to see more. You know, right. They didn't call on her that much.
They're giving Denali, like, a really weird edit, which I don't know why. Because, like,
yeah. And then I think they want to make her, like, always forgotten. Because, you know, she's been saying that. Like, yeah. She feels like everybody forgets her. And I think but that's what they're doing.
She's not forgettable. She fucking,
she's
like.
Not. She's not. She's like the. From the first time I saw her, you know, I started stanning hard. Like, remember? I was like going crazy over her, and I still am. But I felt like she does get picked over. Like, they leave her out in the. I don't understand.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why they're giving her that edit, but she's good. Okay. So.
But
I
you've
feel
seen
like,
her in person, right? In Chicago?
Yes. Yeah. And she's good. I just feel like. She's not ready. Like, if she comes back for All Stars, she's probably going to win All Stars.
Oh, so you feel like she's not ready at this moment?
No. Good, but she needs to be a little bit more polished.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about it to say that. So I agree with you. So, I don't know enough about it
you
to disagree.
Just, you can
so
just kind of tell, like, who has it. Speaking of, you haven't watched UK season 2 either, have you?
I want to start. I said last week I was going to.
Oh, my God. So
the
thing is that season 2 of UK season 2 started, like, 2 weeks after the US, and they're already on top 4.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So they'd just be eliminating queens.
I mean, yeah.
Damn.
Why not? Like,
they're already on the 4.
They give them the Brexit girl. but no, they're already top 4. And the top 4 that ended up being the top 4 does not fit well with my French vanilla fantasy, as they say.
French vanilla fantasy.
Yeah. And. I'm a little bit upset that, but whatever, it's already been filmed.
Wait,
and
what is a French vanilla fantasy?
You remember Valentina? She's like, I'm just living my French vanilla fantasy.
I don't remember.
Oh my God. Who are you? Like,
I don't know. I saw it probably, but I just don't remember. My God.
Yeah, but season 2, you need to watch it. It's good. And then, as I mentioned, they released a preview for Drag Race Down Under, which is Australia. I don't know if that's an Australian accent or whatever.
I don't know what that was. I think it was a combination of British.
But actually, you know, unlike Canada and I think Thailand and what was the other one? Netherlands, I think that they had. They flew down there to film. So it's RuPaul.
RuPaul. It's funny
RuPaul
that you
Charles.
Say it like
RuPaul. Like,
it almost sounds like you're saying RuPaul.
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 RuPaul. RuPaul. RuPaul. So RuPaul, Michelle Visage, and I can't remember the other judge's name, but he's Australian. They're going to be the judges, and I feel, I don't know how, because you know the Australian queen, which is, what's her name, from season 6, top 3, she was the winner of Big Brother, you know who I'm talking about, no? It was Bianca Adore, and she was the top 3, Courtney Act, yes, Courtney Act, I guess they had a falling out with...
Courtney Act was on Big Brother?
Yeah, she was a winner.
I don't remember Big Brother.
Australia.
Or, oh, Australia.
Yeah. And which whenever she did her intro, her skirt fell off and she was naked, which that was for ratings, but it worked out perfectly. And so, you know, like they had a falling out with RuPaul. So that would have been interesting for her to be part of the judging panel, but it's not. So yeah, I saw the preview and the queen's just, you know, whatever. It's gonna be on WoW Presents.
Of course it is.
Yeah, it is. It's on WoW Presents.
Well, I got your password now. Bruce gave me his password, so I felt like one of the people on the internet that asked for passwords.
So, like, well, you know, you got to do charity every once in a while, so you're welcome.
Oh my God. Shady, but I will take it. No shame in my game. All right. Well, I don't have a reality report.
You don't have a reality report?
Oh. There's no news in the reality. The only thing, Tinsley from New York, she changed her hair. She cut it. And then like somebody was like, why is this news? And then they were like, oh my God, I'm so happy for her. Cause she said it makes her feel free or something, like cutting her like
really short.
I didn't even look. I just read it, but I didn't look for the picture. But normally her hair is like not really long, but it's like breast length. Like mm-hmm. it goes down to her chest. But
breast length.
I know that was new. Hashtag breast length. And so I don't know, but like they said she cut it and then I didn't bother to go look, but someone I was just reading the comments and they were like, oh my God, I'm so happy for her. But it was sarcastic. It was so funny because like, but yeah, so there's nothing to mention in the reality. Well,
that's surprising because, you know, there's always something going on with reality, you know, world.
I mean, I could bore you with some Housewives.
Oh, you know, I did finish watching WandaVision show on HBO. It's part of Marvel, whatever. I'm guessing you haven't watched it? No,
I have not.
Okay. Yeah, I just finished watching WandaVision. It was cute. I'm not too big into Marvel, Capcom, or whatever. But it was cute. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Jo Rupp from That 70s Show, the mom, she was in it.
Oh, she's in it. Okay.
She's funny. It was a good show. So like if you're not into that kind of stuff, if you watch it, you would actually be into it. So that's how you know it's a good show. Oh. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like watching. It's kind of like when you're watching straight porn.
So is this at HBO? Oh, no, that has never. No, Bruce, don't go there. Never. Oh my God. Not straight porn.
It's like the porn report.
The porn report. This week on Pornhub. That was the intro. I just got it. What you just did there. The intro, the porn report. Speaking of, we need to give you guys some more advertising.
Yeah, like, we need to give you more advertising. Yeah,
we have some more coming.
Are you tired of swiping left and right?
Are you tired of being hosted and ghosted?
Then download the Played app. Played will match you with other singles who have also been played with. Their sophisticated and highly accurate algorithm is guaranteed to help you find singles, not only within your area, but around the world.
So who knows? You might end up on a TV show or in another country. True love has no borders or shame.
So stop feeling like a toy and start being the player of your own love story.
Oh, yeah. Use our code PRESS2 to receive 1 month free from your monthly subscription of $3.99.
So remember to download Play and become part of the dating game.
And we're back. We actually never went away.
Yeah, we were just sitting here listening to our voices.
We're just like, we're going to interrupt us.
It was amazing.
Be rude as hell. Yeah, I mean, so I guess is there anything else you're watching? Anything else you wanted to watch? Anything?
Oh my God. Yeah. So the reason I didn't watch Drag Race UK was because I got locked into this show. What is it? Oh my God.
You don't even know what you're watching.
I don't remember her name because this show is her fucking name.
I don't know her.
Don't you hate that when their names? I hate names, man. So I'm like, when they have these shows and it's the person's name.
Are you like
name,
the type of person that calls everybody bro just because you can't remember their name?
Okay, first of all, I would never say the word bro.
I was bro the other day.
You were called a bro, I heard.
Yeah, and I wanted to be like, you don't bro me if you don't know me.
Bruce texted me. It was like, I've been called bro. Okay. So there's a show called Jenny in Georgia. And it's on Netflix. It's actually in the top 10 this week. It's pretty good. Oh. It's about this woman that had a child too young. And so now her child's a teenager. So they're kind of basically, but the mom is like, she has a lot of secrets. We found out she's like a murderer. And like, yeah, so I'm not gonna spoil it for anybody, but it's a good show. It's almost like
they live
in
the suburbs.
They move to the sub. Well, they move around a lot. They're like gypsies, kind of, and they move. And she moves into this big ass house in this little town. And but she always moves. Every time she screws up, she moves and moves and moves. She like so yeah. It's a It's worth a watch. There's only 10 episodes. They are like 1 hour episodes. So it's not like, it's like one of those where you binge it. You binge the whole day, basically. Hmm. But I split it up over a week. So I finished it in like 3 or 4 days because I watch like a few episodes a week or a day. And yeah, so I got stuck on that. And they talk about like, oh, there's a lesbian character in it. So they they do lesbians and
good for now.
So LGBTQ, okay. Oh,
and LGBTQ plus.
I'm sorry. I mean, sue me. It's just so many letters these days. I'm trying to be politically correct, but I just can't. But yeah,
I don't want to be canceled.
Like, do not want to be canceled before we even get started. They even your cancel dentist us appointment. We haven't even hit the start button yet.
Even your dentist appointment was part of cancel culture. Can you believe that?
I just,
you should have said, like, whenever they told you that, you should have been like, cancel culture.
Wait a minute. I'm so confused. What were you talking about?
You said that they called you and told you that your dentist appointment, I'm going back to the beginning, it was canceled.
I get it now. I'm sorry. Like, I didn't hear you. Okay, now I get it.
Yeah, they're like, sorry, your appointment's been canceled. You're like, oh, cancel culture.
Cancel culture much? Oh my God. Yeah, Ginny and Georgia, you guys should watch it. Also, there's a song that I just heard yesterday on Pitbull's Globalization, Channel 13 on Sirius XM. So that is like the best radio station on Sirius XM. I just want you guys to know. So if you listen to Sirius XM, Channel 13, what did they change it to, like Channel 11 or something? I think the channel changed. I don't know. Pitbull's Globalization is a good station. They play everything. Like, seriously, before COVID, I was having house parties and I could put that on and it would play for everybody. They, you know, because everybody's taste, you have Latin, yeah, hip hop. They throw pop into with it.
Girl, like they dance. Even got country in there, but like the not but racist
it's like,
country.
It's like the dude homeboy, right? Lil Nas X. That's about as country as they get.
I think I heard some Taylor Swift in it.
Yeah, but, mix, maybe. Yeah,
it's a good mix. And DJ Santa Rosa, I think.
Oh,
I
my God. Yeah. He's so good. And they have a bunch of good DJs.
They have a bunch of good
every
DJs.
Every fucking DJ is good on there.
Yeah. I used to listen to the, they have the lunch or the.
Yeah, there's a guy from Chicago that's always on there too. I forget his name.
Oh, yes. I forget his name.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah. But they have the lunch, and then coming back home, they have the rush, something.
The rush hour rush, yeah, or something. Yeah. Yeah, I listen to all of those. I listen to the lunch, the rush, and then they do the happy hour. Then they do the happy hour mix after rush hour. They do the happy hour mix, and then you know the girl. They have the lady. What's her name? She's like my favorite DJ.
Annalisa?
Annalisa. Yeah, she comes on after the. Oh. Oh my God.
She's good.
Yeah, she's real good. And DJ Africa used to do Thursday nights, but I think they moved him to Saturday. Remember him, DJ Africa?
Didn't you see him at the
I saw him at the Galleria. He was at Pinkberry.
Stalker.
He was at Pinkberry. No, I didn't stalk. I was walking in the Galleria, minding my business. He had just performed here Friday. He was at a club here that Friday. And then that Saturday, I was at the Galleria and the Houston Galleria, the only one that matters, not the one in Dallas. But anyways, I was at the Houston Galleria and then I saw him over at Pinkberry having a Slurpee or a smoothie. And I didn't think it was him, but it looked like him. So then later I tweeted, I was like, I think I just saw DJ Africa at Pinkberry. I wonder if it was him. And then he replied and said, it was me. Why didn't you say hello? Girl, I gagged my little gay ass to riches that night. I was at the club when I found it, when I saw it. And I was like, you know, when you're at the club, you're already kind of like a little tipsy. So I really like spazzed out like a 16-year-old girl. So like I was just like, oh my God.
Like, you're like, things clenched that I didn't know I could clench.
I was mad that I didn't. I honestly wanted to say something, but I didn't want to be weird. Like some random guy coming up to you talking about,
but you know,
I have your autograph.
Used to that.
No, but what if it wasn't him? That was the thing. I wasn't for sure it was him. But I knew he was in town, but I just thought it would be weird if I just walked and he's at Pinkberry having a fucking smoothie like nothing.
Well, you should have gone his gun up in there and be like, hi, are you DJ Africa?
I wanted to do that, but
he would have been like, yes. And you would have been like, can I buy you a smoothie? Can you spit in my smoothie so I can drink it?
Okay. I don't really know about that, but like the whole point in this conversation was because I wanted to mention that there's a song. How we even got to DJ Africa was because of Sirius. The reason I mentioned Sirius is because there's a song called Real Groover by Dua Lipa and Kylie Minogue.
Kylie.
Studio 2054 mix. Mm. You need to listen to that. It's a good listen.
You sent it to me while we were getting ready for it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I sent it to you and like three other friends. So hopefully they don't feel special anymore. Well, I sent it to you first.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess.
And then I sent it to like special. Some other friends.
That's all right. I did the same thing whenever I send you songs. Like I send it to like you and like
see it. And user is exactly. And I'm gonna send it to some more friends. I'm gonna send it to more people after.
You don't have to lie and act like you have friends.
You ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie. Oh my God. Anyway, so let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
Social like media. Where are
Saturday
we?
Saturday night.
Wrap it up, people. Saturday night.
Friday night.
What are we talking about?
Monday through Friday now because you're independent.
Remember that song where it's like spread your legs? Like, remember that song? It was like a house song that was out like 20 years ago. And it was like, spread your legs like jelly, baby, easy to spread. Or something. Spread oh, sandwiches. That's what it was. Remember the song? It was a song. Okay, you guys need to download this song. It's called Sandwiches. And it's by this house music group. It's Detroit House. So the name of the group, too, is actually Detroit Grand. What was their name? Oh, my God. I have to find this right now. It's this song. I wish I could play it, but, you know, copyright.
We are not about to get sued.
I know, because we have no budget.
Somebody asked me, like, we don't have a lawsuit budget. Yeah, I was doing something with, like, you know, assets and whatever, and I was just like, shit, I don't have assets. Like, I ain't got to lose nothing.
So. Oh, my God. Sandwiches. The Detroit Grand Poobahs. That's their name. Detroit Grand Poobahs. Detroit. Anyways, he's like, make your thighs like butter, easy to spread. That's what he says. He says, make your thighs like butter, easy to spread. And he goes, so we can make sandwiches out here on the dance floor. Oh my God.
Can you imagine eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at the club? Like, what are you doing?
After you've smoked, probably.
Probably, yeah. Oh my God. I put American cheese in my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
I think you told me that.
Yeah, I think I told you that.
You like, still do that? I thought that was just like a one-time thing.
No, I do that. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know why. But
have you had ketchup and peanut butter and jelly?
What?
Peanut butter and ketchup?
Peanut butter and ketchup?
Yeah, I got it off of that show, My Brother and Me. Remember that show back in the late 90s? Or early 90s, mid 90s.
No.
It was a show on Nickelodeon and it was called My Brother and Me. And I remember the little brother, he made a sandwich with peanut butter and ketchup. And my little dumbass decided to try it. And
it
turned out to be pretty good. Like, it was not bad at all.
You know, like, you know who makes canned bean sandwiches?
Canned
bean. What the from fuck is UK a canned Drag bean? Race?
Okay, first of all, tell me what is a... Oh, they take beans from a can and put it in bread?
Yes, and put it in bread and then just eat it.
From UK? Well, you know, the UK, they love beans over there. Have you noticed a lot of their meals? Have you looked up, like, British dishes they use?
They use a lot of pinto beans. A lot of their dishes are very Indian. Like, they have a lot of Indian and Middle Eastern because... No tea, no, all tea, all shade. Like, British food is kind of boring.
It's just to me, I don't know.
Like I remember the first time somebody was like, do you want fish and chips? And I was like, what the hell is that?
They're like, it's British.
And I was like, well, there's a reason why we're not part of the crown anymore. So,
I would love a fish and a chip.
Oh, well, good for you. Yeah.
So messy, so shady, so nasty, rude.
This morning, like, they were playing the Great British Bake Off while I was getting my teeth cleaned or whatever. And I was telling the dental hygienist, I was like, you know, British people, like, I like watching British people stress over pastries. And she was just like, yeah, I do too. And I just can't help but stare at their teeth.
Like, oh my God.
And I'm I was just like, you know why that is though? Like, because they do have universal healthcare, but it doesn't cover like dentistry. So a lot of, you know, British people, they're just like, whatever about it. But I feel like that's changing with Western influence. But I was just like, yeah, I look at the teeth too.
They are kind of part of the West, Bruce.
East.
They're not East. East is they're like, they're like, Asia is like East.
They're East of New York.
Okay. Okay, you sound like one of those people, like, everything's like, it doesn't matter unless it's in the U.S. They're east of New York, really? Oh my God.
At least I didn't say Florida.
A hashtag, they're east of New York. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, somebody please call the Press 2 hotline, 832-390-0279. Again, that's 832-390-0279. Press 2 podcast hotline.
Yeah, nobody calls, but whatever. You can also find us on social media. We're on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. So do your
tweet,
thing.
Tweet, bitch.
Yeah, tweet, tweet.
Sorry.
Chirp, chirp. You remember those commercials? Like, chirp me. The Boost the Mobile cricket. Commercials.
Oh, the Boost. Yeah, that's one of those. It's like the cricket commercial. The Boost Mobile commercial.
Cricket's like, you ain't got credit. We got you, boo. That was before AT&T bought them out, though. So, but yeah, so it's been a fun episode and great to see you. I'm glad you're back on your bullshit. And
I'm back on my bullshit.
I don't know. I just feel like saying that.
Okay.
Bye.
I'll see you guys later.
What was it? Ciao Bella.
Ciao Bella. Girl, bye. Bye, beautiful. Ciao Bella.
Bye.